For years, I worked as a TV reporter and journalist, covering the stories assigned to me. Today, I'm on a different assignment, and I'm taking orders from a different boss. I've combined my reporting skills with my spiritual ability to come up with a new assignment, the Eden Assignment.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Eden Assignment, the Warfare Series. Now, I'm going to have to explain that one, I know. So I know I have the Eden Assignment Inspirational Series, and it's done pretty good. Got several thousand people on there, and it's a lot of good inspirational stuff on there, because that's kind of what I've known as, you know, especially in the martial arts industry, kind of the first martial artist to hit up the whole inspirational thing and get published in magazines and stuff like that. And, you know, all I can tell you is the Eden Assignment Warfare Series, it's kind of like the inspirational series on crack, okay? So jacking it way up there. Yes, I can inspire, be warm, fluffy, and happy, and make you feel real good. I'm going to be honest, though. I'm a lot more than that. I'm a lot more than inspiring people. I'm a lot more than a walking Hallmark card, which I feel like sometimes. A lot of people are now inspiring anyway, so I'm going to let them do that, and I'm going to kind of move on to what I feel is my real calling in life. In my Eden Assignment Inspirational Series, I explain how I worked in the media as a reporter, taking assignments that were given to me, and now I take assignments from a different boss, and I'm doing a different kind of coverage. And if you didn't get the drift, guys, let me flat out tell you, I am a religious person. I don't know why people don't want to be religious. I don't care if I'm labeled religious. I'm not trying to make it look more fluffier and saying I'm a spiritual person, not a religious person. That's BS. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a religious person. Hey, if it talks like a duck and it walks like a duck, guess what? It's a duck. I'm a duck. I'm not going to try to make it sound cool. I'm not going to try to make it sound hip. I am what I am, guys, and I am called to a higher purpose than just doing, like, the really inspirational kind of stuff. As you will soon see, this when you check out my Warfare Series. In addition to that, I am also an ordained chaplain, an actual seminary graduate ordained chaplain. And I'm getting a phone call right now, and it's really distracting me. But I want to let you know that I have actually worked in my chaplaincy for many years. I actually got out of the TV business and went into seminary and became ordained. And I do a lot of work that most people don't do as a chaplain. I do a lot of deliverance work. And what does that mean? Well, if you've ever had an issue in your house that scared the heck out of you, you would know what that is real quick. I do deal a lot with supernatural stuff. And I walk a certain life with a gift and an ability to handle this kind of thing. Not every minister or chaplain can handle the supernatural scary stuff, but I can. You know what? I was born for this. I'm not afraid, and I've been doing it for several years now, and I want to expose that about myself. So now that none of you will have me over to barbecue, I want you to know that's okay, because I'm a vegetarian anyway, okay? So it's okay. And I've got to stand in my truth of what I've been called to do. And from the age of about 12, I was equipped with some spiritual gifts. It was a pretty heavy sword to swing at first, but throughout my life, I've learned to use it in the spirit realm. And we are in a battle of good and evil, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what spirituality is all about. That's what that journey is all about. If I need to break down the whole journey thing, you need to go back to my inspirational series. I break it down really clear about being on a spiritual journey. Now, if you're on that journey, you need to understand that this is all to get you trained and equipped for a battle of good and evil. Because in this world, there is real evil. I promise you that. And you don't even have to believe in the things that I believe in. You could be a police officer and understand that. In this world, there is real evil. And it's interesting because I always say that ministers and cops are very, very much wired the same. You know, ministers are battling evil in a spiritual realm. Cops are battling evil in a physical realm. And that's why I guess I get so many of both on my plate when it comes to counseling. That and I could get pretty rough sometimes. And somebody who might be sensitive probably wouldn't be able to handle too much of my type of counseling, but other people appreciate my type of counseling. I want to stay on track here. This is my very first case in the Warfare series because we have to establish this and understand this. You have to decide what you believe in when you're on a spiritual journey. You have to pick a God. Do you understand what I'm saying? You've got to pick a God. You know, I live out here in Colorado. It's going to be pretty darn wacky sometimes. There are places here that are considered highly spiritual areas. They have a different vibration, whatever you want to call it. And a lot of the people in that area, you know, they kind of, well, they believe in Christ. And they also believe in Buddha and Krishna and animal spirits and sage and, oh, what else? Santa Claus, Tooth Fairy. They believe in everything, you know, and in my lifetime, I have met and still meet upon occasion Christian Buddhists, Christian witches, people who kind of are all over the road with what they believe. And, you know, you want to get under my skin. Tell me that you believe in everything. That you've mixed a couple of religions, especially when it comes to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and you mix it with witchcraft. Man, I don't know why I just become a different person. I must get a look in my eye. I run into that in martial arts. A lot of martial artists are that way. And I tell you what, they shut it down real quick because I guess between the look in my eye and the fact that I have six black belts, I'm not someone that people really want to mess with when I get upset. I've kind of noticed that, but it really does get under my skin. Because there's no root system there. You're grasping for straws. You're desperately trying a little bit of everything to make something work. My book is the Bible. And my Bible says, choose you this day, whom will you serve? Pick a God, ladies and gentlemen, because you're not going to have any root system and you're not going to have any kind of a power source until you decide where that power source is going to come from. It's that simple. Where does your power source come from? Okay, so I guess you know right by now, I believe in Jesus Christ, and I do a lot of deliverance work, as I said. I'm going to tell you, people like to fall into saging and a lot of these different kind of things. You know, I work with realtors. It's the first thing they say because I'm Native American. Can you come over and sage something for me? Well, no. I do not embrace the Native American religion because that's not my God. And people are like, oh, it's the same thing. It's creator. You know, creator is God. No, there's a lot of different gods out there, okay? That's not my God. My God is through the power of Jesus Christ. And I do know that saging may be a nice little Band-Aid for you. It may smell funny to spirits in the house or whatever you want to call it. A lot of things you can do out there, a lot of things recommended. But if you want to mitigate a problem, for me, it's always been the blood of Christ. That gets rid of it, and it does hold. It goes the distance. I know it works. And I know evil hates the blood of Christ. You know, I'm going to do a whole series on the blood of Christ here coming up really soon to explain what it is with blood, what it is with the crucifix, and why that's so important in the spirit realm. But I want to just really kick things off right now with a case of understanding that on your spiritual journey, you need to come to the decision of choosing whom you're going to serve and who's going to be your God. Very important aspect. All right. Well, listen, I have of the belief that we're given so much time on this journey. And being created in the image of God, we already know that there's something out there. People in the Amazon who've never heard about God or Jesus Christ will innately know that they have to worship something, that they have to worship a God. That's in the Bible. It says we innately know that there is a God. There's just an unreasonable understanding to know that. I have a lot of people that, you know, want to contact me. They're atheists. And, you know, it's almost like I feel like they pick on Christians. Maybe it's just me, but it does feel that way. And to me, that's just, you know, a little bit of evil coming your way, you know, a little bit of those evil tennis balls headed your way to try to trip you up, try to get you to not the, you know, to doubt what you believe in. And, you know, I as someone who's an atheist who doesn't believe in anything, I don't understand. And why do you go out of your way to prove that you don't believe in anything? What am I saying? Well, okay, so I don't believe in the Easter Bunny. I'm not going to go out of my way to prove to you that there's no Easter Bunny because it's not important to me, because I don't believe it. And that's my whole point with that. It's almost like, why are you constantly raging a battle? Well, I'll tell you why you're raging a battle, because if you don't choose something, you will fall for anything. And when you fall for anything, that is an open portal for something that is not the blood of Christ for you to be your power source. That's some pretty heavy stuff there. But there are repercussions when you don't choose who you believe. The repercussions are you can open up portals for evil things to become part of your path, evil attacks, oppression, possession. These are things that are very real that I've had to come face-to-face with in people who were afflicted with portals that were somehow open on them and they had pure evil running through them, through their house, or through their family. These things are very, very real. So that's why it's very important, first of all, that you choose who your God is and choose who you are going to be loyal to. You know, if you say that you're a Christian and you believe in Jesus Christ, you have no business saging, because saging is not your God. Well, how do you know, Karen? Well, because there's guidelines. The best guideline we have is our book. Our holy book is the Bible that states out the things we do, the things we use, and the things we stay away from. I don't mix religions. Again, being of Native descent of many others, I don't mix Native religion in with Christianity. A lot of Native Americans do. A lot of people in the tribe that I'm affiliated with do. It's not the same. There is not one God. There is not one religion. I think that's a trick of the devil to make you think that. There are things that you can mess with. Let's just say there is magic you can mess with that you have no business messing with. And you need to be very, very careful when you are fearful and you grasp for straws to try to come up with a fix. You're going to make things worse, guys. You're going to make things worse because you're messing with magic you don't understand. A lot of times, just had this happen, people will say to me, well, Karen, I don't go to church. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. I don't go to church. You know, I don't care that you don't go to church. Church has nothing to do with the intent of your heart. The fact that you would go on a Sunday and sit on a bench means nothing to me, means nothing to God. I mean, unless you're really going, I'm not against church. If you get something out of church, you need to go to church. You know, you feel like you need to pay your respects and worship God. I understand that. I do the same thing. But the intent of your heart, ladies and gentlemen, is what makes you the believer. What makes you a spiritual person is the intent of your heart. And the intent of your heart is everything. Ask any high priestess witch. Ask a Satanist. They'll tell you, oh, are symbols evil? Is Halloween evil? Should I do these things? Oh, it boils down to what is the intent of your heart? If you have the intent to seek out evil things, you're going to find what you seek. That's even in the Bible. What is the intent of your heart truly? Why do you do the things you do? Why are you on the journey that you're on? If the intent of your heart is to follow Christ, then you have no business messing around with other things that are not of Christ. I know maybe a lot of people don't like me saying that. And, okay, so you can go back to my inspirational series. I don't say stuff like that on my inspirational series. Again, if you're ready to move forward and get another belt rank in your spiritualism, then you're at the right place. But if you just want to believe in God and fairies and all the cute, fluffy things, you know, I'm still going to do my little inspirational series. I still do them. I still do the magazines. You know, it's still good stuff. You go back there and be in your comfort zone and just be a white belt, be a spiritual white belt, because I'm telling you, it all starts with who you choose, and then it's about the intent of your heart. Those two things are what create the magic of your spiritual understanding. My spiritual understanding, make no mistake, if I don't mention this ever again, I want you to know I operate through the blood of Christ. Make no mistake. I don't mix it. I don't condone it. I can't even mess around with it, guys. A lot of people, you know, they can go to the Native American sweat lodges and they're fine. I can't do that. I can't do things that other people can do because I've been called to higher purpose. I'm a cleric. I am ordained, and I got to be careful because now I'm even more responsible. I chose to ride the white horse and lead. And when you do that, you got to be very, very careful how you live your life. You got to be very careful what you choose. That's scary to me because I'm not perfect. I'm still this girl. I'm still human. You know, I had an upbringing that wasn't something that was comforting, encouraging to me. I didn't get a lot of help growing up in a lot of ways. And I'm still having to learn and pull out pieces of the foundation and stick new ones in. You know, I'm still growing. I'm still learning. I'm still very fallible. So please do your best not to hold me to any kind of higher standard because I don't want that because I do mess up. But I do know whom I believe, and I do know the intent of my heart. And I do understand a lot of things about spiritual ways and spiritual portals. And I am on track with understanding that there is a battle of good and evil, and we're all on this journey. I want to break it down for you just a little bit here. You know, I did a posting in my inspirational series on what's it all about, because I got asked that question when I was sitting in a TV news studio. One of the camera guys, Mike Mason, came up to me and said, he sits down and he goes, "Karen, got to ask you, what's it all about?" You know, I thought he was going to ask me, you know, what kind of lighting I wanted. I wasn't expecting that question, but, you know, I don't know if he knows what he did to me, but he sent me spinning and reeling for years. What's it all about? What's it all about? What's it all about? And I didn't know how to answer him. And I told him, I said, "Mike, I think I know how to answer you. Here we are. How many decades later? I think I can answer you, my friend. You know, we are all on a journey, equipped with what God gave us uniquely and individually. We are all equipped with something. As we're along this journey, our goal is to meet our Lord and Savior. We're all going to cross over and do it. We're going to have to face God no matter what you believe. You will have to face God. That's the goal, to get there. Now, as you're on your journey, are you looking over your shoulder to see what kind of stuff you got in the back seat? How much money? You know, how things look for you, your fame, your fortune, your prestige? Is that something that you're concerned about on your journey? Maybe. But the wisest people on the journey understand and know that the journey's short, ladies and gentlemen. And you need to stay focused. You need to stay very focused on what's important and what's going to really matter. Do I like nice things? I absolutely do. Is there a problem with nice things? No, there isn't. Is there a problem with making nice things your goal and your focus? Yes, there is. Is there a problem with making power, fame, and fortune and prestige your focus? Yes, yes, there is a problem with that. Stay focused. Keep your eyes on God. The journey is short. And what we do along that journey to show love, 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 help as much as we can, other people created in the image of God, especially those who believe what we believe in, then you have to understand that we are on the right journey. And in doing so, all of our needs and even all of our wants will be taken care of. I didn't make that up. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God. And doing the right thing and all these things, they're going to be added to you anyway. That's what the Bible says. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen, till we meet again, which probably will be really soon. Now, I believe I'm going to be doing these like once a week. Think about what I'm saying. Choose you this day. Who do you serve? You confess it, confess what you serve, confess it. And then have the intent of your heart to be set in motion. That I'm on this journey, it's not a long journey, I'm going to meet God someday. I got to make sure I'm staying focused. That's the journey. All right. I feel like I'm getting a little bit of interference. I tell you what, man, right when I really start to talk about stuff like this, it's almost like something always happens. I hope it's not interference. Hope everything's okay. Hope you can hear me, because I tell you what, if there's a devil out there listening, I will do the show again if I have to, so you need to stop with that. Just stop and cut it out. Stop. I pleaded the blood of Jesus over this. All right. Okay, so anyway, I got some places I'm going this year, and I'm going to be speaking. And, you know, I just first of all want to say, if you need help with any type of, you know, attack or deliverance, you can reach me. I'm all over the place. I'm all over social media. Karen Eden Herdman, look me up. Hit me up. I would like to be able to do my part with what I'm equipped with to try to combat evil by giving you knowledge of how to handle things, if nothing else. That's what counseling is to me, is sending forth a certain amount of knowledge that you've been endowed with to make a difference in the world. So as you can see, I'm a kind of a different kind of counselor. You know what? I've accepted myself for the way I am. Hey, you know, you stick around. You know, you will too. You'll come to accept me. All right. Like I said, I'm going to be posting on my social media some of the places I'm going to be. I still do a lot of Native American work, women and children especially. They're so far below under the radar, and they got all kind of problems. And I want to thank people who have funded me to help me make these trips into tribal areas and reservations to help inspire and teach. I do use martial arts as a tool. To teach self-defense, but I do more than that. The things I tell you, I tell them. I want them to understand there's more of a battle we're facing than just a physical battle. We're facing a spiritual battle. Spiritual warfare, Ephesians chapter 6 in the Bible. Are you equipped? We battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities of darkness. Keep that in mind always. I got books and magazines, too, but you know what? You can Google me and find that stuff out. Now, a lot of that mainly is the inspirational kind of stuff, and it's still good stuff. You know, I'm not knocking it, because I'd be knocking myself if I was knocking it. I'm just telling you, this is going to be a little bit more. It's a little more jacked up than that. And so it's not going to be everybody's cup of tea, but you know what? It's going to be a lot of people's cup of tea. And I think a lot of things I have to say, you're not going to hear in church, and you're not going to hear with televangelists and things like that, because people don't want to talk about what I'm talking about. People don't want to talk about the devil. People don't want to talk about demons. They don't want to talk about hell and all that stuff. Somebody better start talking, man. Somebody needs to talk about this stuff. You know, there's a lot of preachers that just want to talk about the fluffy stuff. You know, you need to get real, because life is short and people need to know the truth. You got to tell them the truth. You got to train them, and you got to teach them on the ways of how they need to go about living their life. And that's kind of what I hope to do. I'm hoping to really make you think, especially if you say you believe in Christ, that there's a lot more out there than maybe what you've been exposed to. And going to church has very little to do with that. All right. We'll keep moving. We'll keep doing this journey together. And when you're ready to, you know, speed up your journey, you just stick around with this warfare series thing, because it's going to be high test. Once in a while, we're going to get real high test with this stuff. All right. I am Karen Eden, and this is the Eden Assignment Warfare Series. I want to say thank you so much, and I hope you'll pray for me and send me all your good energy. We're going to get this down. We're going to figure this out. And I will see you next time on the Eden Assignment. God bless. Bye-bye.